We're sure you've noticed you can't just buy yogurt. There are whole aisles to choose from. Greek yogurt, European-style, grass-fed, cream on top. And do you want add-ins with that? Lucky us. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has been sampling yogurts, experimenting with recipes, and she joins us in the studio. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Robin.
So yogurt, remind us, a primer?
Well, first of all, cultured milk products go back thousands of years. And essentially, yogurt is a bacterial fermentation of milk. So milk is inoculated with bacterial strains, which is also called yogurt culture, and it transforms into this tart, thick, silky. I love it so much. I've been eating it and cooking with it for 2 weeks, and I'm not the least bit sick of it.
And my mother started us on yogurt when we were little a long time ago, and we thought that was like the height.
You know, well, the truth is that years ago, you got Danon, and you got a few other American brands. That was it.
Yeah.
And then you would go to Europe, and you would taste these amazing yogurts, and you're like, what is this? Mm-hmm. This is so different. So we're going to do a little tasting.
Okay.
All right, number one, we're going to start with Danon, or Danon, as most Americans are familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a low-fat yogurt.
Plain.
Mm-hmm. It is made from reduced fat milk. Now, let me tell you, we're starting with something that is not like the purest, that has tapioca in it and starch. You do not need these things in your yogurt, okay? But I wanted that to be your baseline.
Okay.
Now we're getting into some interesting stuff. Greek yogurt. It's all the rage. It doesn't mean it's from Greece. It's yogurt where the liquid whey has been strained out.
Mm-hmm.
So it produces a thicker, creamier, higher protein yogurt. And there are so many good brands, but what you're eating might be my most favorite in the whole world. That is from Strauss Farms. You can only get this on the West Coast. I got hooked on it. Strauss Farm is an organic dairy based in the gorgeous seaside area of Tamales Bay in Northern California. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like sour cream, creme fraiche, yogurt. I mean, you don't need to eat ice cream if you eat that stuff.
This is the difference between this and the Danon is that the Danon was almost it wasn't as smooth or creamy. It leaned more towards cottage cheese almost. This is so smooth.
Yeah, it's completely satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to eat as much because it tastes so rich and it's not that many more calories. So it certainly is the way to go. And there are incredible companies making great Greek yogurt, Cabot and FAGE, Faya. Their Greek yogurt is delicious, on and on and on. Chobani, there's some very good Greek yogurts. So, number three, that is absolutely fabulous. That is called grass-fed yogurt, right?
So different. Light.
So light, but so silky and delicious. Let me just tell you for a minute what it means, because this is a new term that you're going to see on yogurt labels more and more. And what it means, if it says 100% grass-fed as it does on that yogurt, they did not have any processed diet. So these are cows that are grazing all day, year-round, on grass as their primary diet. It's richer. It's got more omega-3s, which are really good for you. And this is from Organic Valley, which is a dairy collective across the United States, been around for 30 years. I think it's stupendous.
You know, I know this may sound crazy, but I almost feel like I can taste the grass.
Well,
like
a
green taste to it.
I know that you don't eat meat, but people say that about grass-fed beef as well. There is a different quality to it.
Okay.
Very pure, and I love that. Also, Stonyfield makes a great grass-fed organic.
Okay,
next.
Number four.
This is called cream on top. It's also called cream line or farm style. And this is where they keep the layer of cream as a top layer. So when you open the container, there's this thick layer of cream on top, which you could stir in. You could eat separately. And it just adds a lusciousness and a layer of cream.
Okay. You know, this is so much easier than the vinegar tasting. You want to tell me too. All right. We're going on to number five.
Okay. We'll torture you with something rough after that. Number five. This is called European style yogurt. And this is what I got hooked on when I traveled. These are these adorable little glass jars. This is called Saint Benoit Organic Plain French Style or European yogurt. Strauss also makes an amazing European style yogurt. Smooth. Mm. Creamy. It's not as thick as Greek because it's not strained, but good mouthfeel, as they say, huh?
Yeah, very, very, like I said, the really thick texture, although not, as you said, as thick. Okay,
but
look,
satisfying.
Here's
number
a Yoplait.
There's a Yoplait. So this is the category called add-ins. This is what you see lining the supermarket shelves. It's so sweet,
right? I have
to
tell you, I just went from five that had nothing added, and to this, it feels like it's a candy bar.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I didn't want to, but now I'm going to run with it. So add-ins can be fruit, candies, cookies, the things that they market to children. It's just filled with sugar and candy. And the fact is you could get a good organic grass-fed yogurt, put your own fruit in, put some maple syrup in. But you've just picked up number 7. That is Organic Valley grass-fed milk with strawberries in it. And that's how good it can be as an add-in. Mm. Those are organic strawberries. That's the grass-fed yogurt. And
Nothing else?
Read the label.
I am.
That is the secret to all of this. Read the label. If you start to see words other than probiotic or acidophilus that you don't understand, that is not a yogurt that you want to bring home. Mm. If it says it has pectin or stabilizers or hormones or guar gum, uh-uh.
Yeah. Okay.
Go away.
All right. We're going to move on to some of the things that you've made.
This is like a yogurt speed dating.
It is. It's a yogurt smackdown, too.
Smackdown.
They were delicious, and we'll have more information. But just basically, why yogurt? What's good about it? What's good for us?
These natural yogurts have what's called probiotics, which are really good for your gut, for your stomach health. It's a great source of protein and calcium, and it's loaded with vitamin B and D. And you can use it in sweet or savory dishes. You can use it instead of sour cream. So how's that for a beautiful, healthy-looking dish? This is my version of what's called a fattoush salad. Oh, fattoush is from the Middle East. You see it in Syria, Jordan, Iraq. And what I did was I took pita bread and I sliced it in half and I put it under the broiler with some olive oil and za'atar or some kind of a Middle Eastern spice and let it get crispy. And then I made a salad with feta cheese, parsley, fresh mint, and cucumber and I layered it. So I call it a fattoush tower. Yes. And then I made a yogurt sauce, yogurt, olive oil, lemon juice. And that's what you've got. So the idea is that you use your fork and knife and cut it in half because or in little pieces. A traditional fattoush has crispy bits of pita bread in the salad. But I thought, why not just tower it up?
Yeah.
That's it. So you cut through and you're going to get these bits of pita that are crunchy with the feta and the cucumbers, the tomato and the fresh mint. It's a beautiful salad for this entire summer season.
And what's this?
This is because you can use yogurt for sweet as well. It's a lemon coconut yogurt cake, delicious with iced tea, hot tea, coffee. Very simple. One pan, one bowl, and the yogurt gives the cake a really creamy consistency.
Just fantastic. As usual, we'll have photos of the products and, of course, the recipes. Kathy Gunst, probably the first of a series on yogurt. There's so much we can...
We could keep going for a while, but get started.
I got to eat. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.